Till now we were talking about exchanging one coin for another to bring the final coin to Yerushalayim. Now we're talking about a situation where the person's already in Yerushalayim and he has his larger coins and he wants to now change them for smaller coins so he should be able to buy smaller amounts. So HaPoyet Sela Shel Ma'ik Tashen B'Yerushalayim. He has his Sela silver coin in Yerushalayim and he wants to exchange it into smaller coinage. You can't transfer the entire Sela into copper coins and leave it that way. You should not do transfer the entire thing into copper coins, only half of it, because we're concerned that you may not use up the whole thing in this trip, and copper coins don't last as well as silver coins. They may get whatever happens to copper coins. Yeah. So therefore, he said only 50% should be made into copper. Don with Chachamim are a group of Tanoim, which are Shem ben Azay, Shem ben Zayma, Chanan Mitzri, Shem ben Nanet, Chanan ben Chachinoy. That's what Gemara in Sanhedrin says. All these Chachamim said Shloi Shedin Reketzav Dinu Moed. Only a quarter should be made into copper coins. Avikiva Aymer Shloi Shedin Norim Ketzav Erevias Moed. Kiva says only a quarter of a dinner should be made into mois, and 1/16 should be made into mois. The Talmud Noima Alva Asperi Kesef. The Talmud says that one fifth of it should be made into mois. And Shama Yoyma Shama is another Iksay. And Nechena Bechanus, leave your money, give all your money to the storekeeper, and keep a cheshbon. You have to connect them. That way, you don't bounce the coins. All the coins are by the Baal HaChanus, and when every time you buy something, you'll deduct it from the value of that coin. Yeah. The mice that we pass in, like they fill, that you do 50% into the Choshes, and the other 50% you leave that silver coin.